Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 31 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners and subscribers out there for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, man. Everybody that's been showing me love on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I'm taking a different approach, you know, with this podcast today, man. I really don't talk about things that are negative or things that aren't, you know, very inspiring or motivational, because I mean, that's the type of stuff that I'm into. You guys out there know that, follow me. You know, you guys out there that follow my content, y'all know I only talk about positive things, things that are optimistic, things that are going to inspire me to help and, you know, motivate and inspire other people out there. So, you know, like I said, like, I stay away from the negative stuff, but I just feel like this is something I need to talk about. I need to get this off my chest. So, you know, that's why I'm speaking on it today. But I want to say rest in peace to Triple X, to Fredo Santana, to Craig Mack, Mac Miller, Aretha Franklin, and Burt Reynolds. I want to say rest in peace to these people, man. My prayers and condolences go out to all the families and all the friends, you know, that were closest to these people. And I also want to say just rest in peace to everybody that we've lost this year, man. You know, we're in September now, and we've lost a lot of people, you know, starting, you know, from the beginning of 2018 all the way up until now. Like, we lost a lot of people, man. There's a lot of people that lost their lives and things like that. So, you know, that's the reason why I'm saying rest in peace to all of these people that I just named and everybody that we've lost this year. Also want to say that, you know, we need to get this shit together, man. The shit with Mac Miller, it really bothers me a lot. I mean, like, it truly bothers me a lot because, you know, when he put his album out, you know, he put that last album out that he put out on August 3rd. A few days after that, I gave Mac a big shout out on Instagram. I gave him a big shout out. I wanted to express that I feel like he put out the best project that he's ever put out in his entire career. And Mac got a lot of good shit out, man. You know what I mean? He put out a lot of great records, a lot of great songs. But this last album was really something special, man. And it really resonated a lot with me because he was talking about a lot of things that I went through in my life. So it wasn't hard to gravitate towards what he was actually talking about in this album because I went through a lot of it. And there's some things that I'm still going through now. You know, there's some things I'm still going through now. But really, I mean, I just wanted to say that all you people out there that know people that are doing drugs, that are popping pills and drinking lean because y'all think that shit is cool, that shit is not cool, man. It ends lives. It makes lives worse. It puts you in bad predicaments and situations that are really hard to get out of. So we need to come together and figure this shit out, man, and have people stop doing this shit. Because you see, these new age rappers, you know, they think this shit is cool. So they're promoting a lot of the shit that's going on. And the kids are following these people because they look up to them. You know, they want to be like Lil Yachty or Lil Uzi or whoever it is. They want to be like these new age rappers that are glorifying drinking, you know, popping pills and sipping lean and all that other shit, man. These kids are following these guys thinking that, oh, well, my favorite rapper is doing it, so I might as well do it. I mean, that's stupid, man. That shit is stupid, man. And it really has to stop. You know, we got to get to a place where people aren't doing this. You know, I heard Joe Budden say on a podcast, I don't remember which one it was, but he said that, the drugs have a place in hip-hop. I didn't know what the fuck he meant by that, what he was talking about. But then I started to see and understand what he meant by saying that. Even though it might have a place in hip-hop because these guys think that popping pills and drinking is making their music better, it's only hurting them in the long run, man. Your life is going to be cut short because you keep doing this shit and you think that doing it is going to make your music better. It's not. It's not helping you. It's not making your music better. You know, you're not selling a bunch of records because people like the fact that you're doing drugs while you're making music. That's not what's, making your album sell. That's not the reason why you're getting a lot of sales. The reason why people are buying your music is because they mess with you as a person. You know, they gravitated towards you as a person for whatever reason. You said something that they really liked or whatever. And they just, you know, really resonate with you as a person and as an artist. So my whole thing is, it gotta stop, man. We're losing way too many people. Way too many people are losing their lives over this shit. And it's being glorified by a lot of y'all. You know, there's a lot of y'all that are glorifying this shit and making it seem like it's a good thing to do. And it's a positive thing when in all reality it's not. You're making t-shirts. You know, you're making all kind of different shit. You're putting logos on shirts and pants and all of that. And, you know, you're putting it out there as a brand, and that's not the way it should be. It shouldn't be like that. You know, this generation needs help, man. A lot of people out there need help. You know, there's suffering from addiction and things like that. Like, I get it, you know, with a lot of people because I've been around people that are addicted, you know, to drugs. So, you know, like their body needs it. If they don't have it, then they're going to withdraw and things like that. But at the same time, you need to seek help, man. I tell people all the time, like, you need to get help. Professional help. Not, you know, one of your homeboys or one of your homegirls or whatever. You need actual help, man. You need to seek actual help. You know, to stop doing what you're doing. You know, to stop the addiction. You know, you got to fight the addiction, and then you got to stop the addiction. So, you know, that's my whole thing. At the same time, everybody needs to understand that it doesn't have to be, you know, the way it is. If we start working together and doing what we got to do, we can make it better. We can definitely make it better. But it starts, you know, with us as human beings and a culture and just, you know, people in general, man. Like, we need to come together and stop what's going on. You know, I also heard, you know, Steve Harvey say one day in an interview that He's not doing anything. He's not drinking alcohol or doing, you know, whatever to enhance what he already had, you know. And he meant by that, I'm not doing anything that's going to alter my mind. I'm not doing any type of drug, or I'm not drinking alcohol, I'm not smoking weed or anything like that, because all that shit is going to do is alter my mind. You don't need to do any type of drugs or anything like that, you know, to enhance, you know, your gift or make yourself feel like, you know, you're doing better or your music is better and whatnot. You know, you don't need to do that. You really don't. God gave all of us gifts, man. He gave all of us gifts, and we don't need to do anything to enhance those gifts that God has given us. We don't need any type of enhancements. We don't need alcohol. We don't need pills. We don't need weed or anything like that to enhance what God has given us already. We had it already. God gave it to us. While he was crafting us, we already had it. I need people to really understand this shit, man. Soak it up. All right? Soak this shit up. God gave us our gifts before we came into the world. We don't need anything else to make that gift better. God already touched it with his holy power. He already touched it before we knew we had it. So why would you think you need to do anything else to enhance that shit? You don't need anything else, man. You don't need alcohol. You don't need weed. You don't need pills. You don't need cocaine, heroin, whatever. You don't need any of that shit to make your gift stand out. You don't need it, man. On that note, I'm going to stop because I said what I needed to say. I got it off my chest. And I really hope that this message reaches somebody. And, you know, you turn your life around and you make things better for yourself. Because as long as you mess yourself up, you know, you're going to mess up a lot of other people around you. You know, people that are counting on you or, you know, believe in you and have hope in you. Have hope with you and what you're trying to do. I just really hope that this shit reaches, you know, somebody out there, man, and you gravitate towards it and really understand and feel that it's real, man. This shit is real, man. I love y'all out there. Please, please, please take care of yourselves. And take care of the people around you. Watch them. You know, because a person like Mac Miller, he's not the first, but he won't be the last, unfortunately, because he was given signs that he wasn't right. If you're friends with somebody that's doing something and they're constantly talking about being depressed and this, that, and the third, and you're not doing anything about it, then you're adding to the fucking problem, man. You're adding to the problem. A person is giving out blatant, you know, cries for help. This person is crying out for help, man. And nobody is doing anything about it. Everybody is just watching and observing. But ain't nobody doing shit. This shit with Mac Miller, this could have been prevented, man. This could have been stopped. But people weren't paying attention enough, man. They weren't paying attention enough. You know, there wasn't enough things that were said. Watch people, man. If you see signs of certain things, and you'll see them. If a person is really hurting and fucked up inside and depressed, if a person is you know, depressed or feeling some type of way or down, you need to help to pick that person up, man. Don't sit there and watch a motherfucker just go down the rabbit hole farther and farther and deeper and not do anything about it. Help that person, man. He's giving out blatant signs that he's in trouble and needs help. A lot of these kids are in trouble and need help, and nobody is doing anything to stop it. We all are part of the problem. We need to do more to help these people, man. We need to do more to help these kids, because the kids are the future of our world. The future leaders, a lot of them are the future leaders of this world. If we're not leading them in the right direction from the beginning, then it's going to be an even more messed up world than it is right now. So we need to do more to help people out there that are suffering from addiction and things that are going on, people that are depressed, suicidal, anything like that. We need to do more to help people, man. We got to do more. That's it. I love y'all. I hope everybody out there stays safe. Take care of yourself and take care of the people that are around you that you love and care about the most. And just help people in general, man. Not just the people around you that are close to, but help somebody that you see that needs help. You know, you don't have to know that person personally. Just try and help any way you can. All right? I love y'all. I really hope y'all, you know, take this and do something special with it. And, you know, just keep moving forward, man. Keep pushing forward. Stay positive. Stay optimistic. And keep doing what you're doing. And don't let anybody stop you. All right? I love y'all. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.